Everybody understands that we have to stand for our country. That this is not a joke, right? That we are fighting for freedom.
You're listening to the 3角赤北歐新聞平台. 2月 24日, Russia 正式入侵烏克蘭. 自从开战以来，喺网上面睇到各种各样嘅消息。 有关于战争发展，又有同资讯战、假新闻有关嘅内容。战争之下，亦有好多关于人嘅故事，譬如有乌克兰人匿喺地铁站防空洞避难，有人冒住危险穿过边境逃亡去其他嘅邻近国家。喺波兰边境，有乌克兰人准备翻去当兵打仗。面对战争，唔少乌克兰人选择留低。 佢哋未必个个都接受过军事训练，反而尝试紧用其他方法去守护自己嘅国家，想尽办法将战争嘅声音传出去。过去一个礼拜，我喺 Facebook 联络到几位身处唔同城市嘅乌克兰人，佢哋都好愿意分享佢哋喺战争之中嘅经历同乌克兰嘅情况。 咁当然信号有时收得唔系咁好，又或者佢哋逃走紧去一啲安全嘅地方，访问回断断续续，要分开几次去做。其中一个受访者系嚟自乌克兰东南部港口城市马里乌波尔。马里乌波尔俾俄军围攻咗成个礼拜，当地大部分通讯系统都被切断，冇晒水电啊、暖气供应，而当地嘅气温系持续低于摄氏零度。 虽然受访者喺战争嘅第二日已经坐火车离开咗马里乌波尔，但系佢妈妈冇走到，选择留喺当地。佢同我讲，已经有5至6日嘅时间联络唔到阿妈，而佢喺网上亦见到一啲相，认得出自己屋企对面嘅楼被炸烂咗。乌克兰政府曾经多次想开通人道走廊，但都唔成功。 俄罗斯单方面宣布喺莫斯科时间3月8号朝早10点起暂时停火，提出重启人道走廊俾乌克兰平民撤离。不过撤离路线只系容许乌克兰人逃去俄罗斯同白俄罗斯。乌克兰总统泽连斯基就批评做法唔道德，拒绝接受。 喺3月9号，马里乌波尔一间儿童医院受到俄军空袭，造成最少17人受伤，3人死亡。泽连斯基喺 Twitter 上载咗医院受到袭击嘅相，指平民同儿童被埋喺瓦砾之下，仲有一段片显示医院受到严重破坏。泽连斯基指控俄罗斯犯下战争罪，但俄罗斯就否认有轰炸医院，话通通都系假新闻。 随住乌克兰局势恶化，喺邻近波兰，相对比较安全嘅西部城市利沃夫，突然变成全国最大嘅避难所。好多逃离首都基辅同乌克兰东部嘅人，依家都聚集喺利沃夫，plan紧下一步嘅行动，系继续留喺乌克兰境内，定抑或沿住边境去波兰。联合国统计，目前超过150万人逃离乌克兰。 系二战以嚟欧洲发展速度最快嘅难民危机。喺利沃夫有一个 YouTuber 叫 Oris， 佢由 Day One 战争开始就不断拍片讲乌克兰局势，我自己都有追开佢嘅片嘅。佢会拍低战争之下日常嘅生活故事。 例如当空袭警报响起，佢会带住屋企人去地下室避难嘅情况。佢亦都有艺术家朋友将一间画廊变咗做收容难民嘅地方，佢就去画廊拍片，记录乌克兰发生紧嘅事。Oris 本身系一个旅游达人，拍开同旅行有关嘅片，佢去过百几个国家。 在2014年雨傘运动期间和太太来过香港旅行。和很多乌克兰家庭一样，战争开始之后，他和家人被迫要分开，有部分家庭成员去了波兰避难，他阿嬷就因为行动不便送了去利沃夫一间疗养院，而他和爸爸就留了在利沃夫。他平时除了拍片，还会不停接受外国记者的访问，希望将乌克兰的情况告诉世界各地的人知。今集节目就邀请了 Oris 做访问，由他讲回开战第一日到今日在利沃夫现场见到的事，我会做简单中文翻译。
A couple of days before the war started, I was on the trip, and the situation was kind of like heating up, as you remember from the media. So it was my pure intention to fly back home before the war started, in order to be with my family, in order to stay with our people, and in order to actively participate in this historical time that we are now witnessing everybody together. Because I believe it's like this event now is shaping the future of our world, and I took the decision to document everything here on the field from my own perspective, to show the truth, to show how things are really are, and I hope that these materials that I'm sharing on my Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube will serve for the future generations to understand what was happening in Ukraine in 2022.
战争开始之前几日，他在旅行途中，传媒报道俄乌紧张局势升温，当时他决定回去乌克兰。他相信今次战争将会对全球未来有重大影响，他决定拍片记录当地发生的事和真相。他希望在社交平台分享的资讯可以给下一代乌克兰人知道2022年的乌克兰曾经发生过什么事。
I clearly remember the evening of February 23rd. I was sitting in one of the central cafes in Lviv, you know, drinking cappuccino, speaking with my friends about like some business initiatives, some future plans, and a little bit gossiping about the possible escalation, yes, of relations with Russia. And then, like, we went out, we went home, went to bed. At 5 in the morning, the same friend calls me and tells Orest, it is started. Like, what? Like, the war. And you open the news feed, and you see, like, bombing, 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 bombing. So, like, first, like, it's you don't want to believe in this. And you don't actually believe. At least I did not believe. Because it felt absolutely peaceful in my city. I stayed in the city center, so I looked from my window. It was still dark, and, you know, it was very quiet. So then I went. It was like 5:30 in the morning. I thought that, okay, I'll just go to the bathroom, and then I come back to sleep. So I went to the bathroom. I went out. I look outside the window, and I've seen, like, many people waiting in lines to the ATM to get cash. And then, like, oh, okay, there are so many people. So I didn't fall asleep anymore. I opened the computer, went through some news, and, you know, all these pictures of bombings started to appear on your news feed.
2月23号夜晚，即系战争爆发前一日，佢记得自己喺利沃夫市中心一间 cafe 同朋友倾偈，之后翻屋企休息瞓觉。第二日清晨5点左右，朋友打电话俾佢，通知佢战争开始啦。佢睇到新闻，知道乌克兰好多城市都有爆炸。佢一开始唔系太相信，因为佢身处嘅城市利沃夫好平静。佢住喺市中心，望出窗外，天色仍然好黑。佢谂住去厕所，然后翻上床瞓。 当时他再望出窗口，见到好多人在 ATM 度排队揿钱，他冇再瞓觉，即刻开电脑上网了解情况。
However, in my city, nothing happened. Like the nearest bombings, were within 2-hour drive from our city. You start receiving calls from your friends, from your family. Are you okay? Where are you? It's just like all this mess. Yeah, it's starting to happen. You're scared. You're scared because if you just receive the signal that in one town received the launch attack, as a human being, you think that the next missile will be targeting you personally. That's the feeling you have. And it's not a good feeling. Nobody definitely wants to have this kind of feeling anymore. So since it became overloaded everywhere, absolutely very, very fast. I could not get cash for 3 days in the ATM because people were standing in lines. There was a shortage of cash. The first thing I did was getting some food from the supermarket, getting the water, refilled the car, all these routine tasks that you don't even think about. It's like it turned into a huge project.
李沃夫并冇传出爆炸声，佢开始收到朋友同屋企人嘅电话。佢第一时间去超级市场买嘢食同买水，去油站入油。喺战争嘅头三日，佢揿唔到钱，因为柜员机太多人排队，出现现金短缺嘅情况。
And now when I turn back, it's already 2 weeks since that time. It felt like a dream. It felt like a dream. Now our country is in the full state of war. It's only 2 weeks, but it feels like over a year. First 2 days, it was panic. People were buying everything, getting cash, refilling the tank in the car. Then many people drove to the borders to leave the country. Many people just got covered in their apartments, and many people just went to their countryside houses. So for the next couple of days, it became very, very quiet in the city. To the extent that you could not have a lunch in a restaurant somewhere. The only businesses were open are banks, pharmacies, and supermarkets. That's it.
战争打咗两个礼拜，佢感觉好似发咗一场梦。依两个礼拜就好似过咗一年时间咁长。大家喺头一两日都好恐慌，有人逃走去边境，有人去乡下嘅屋暂避。之后嘅几日，李沃夫市面都变得好静，只有银行、药房、超级市场有开门。
But then, like in the second week, since we started to receive, since more and more refugees started to arrive from the east, now Lviv is like a boiling hotspot. It's very busy. Every business is open, absolutely. I just got back from the restaurant where I had lunch and I had to wait to get a table. This is also very weird because things are just changing very fast. Yeah. And now there is traffic everywhere on the streets because just in 1 week, our city accommodated 200,000 refugees just for one city.
进入第二个礼拜，越嚟越多难民从乌克兰东部嚟到利沃夫。依家市内有好多人，餐厅都有开门。我同佢做访问当日系3月9号，佢话晏昼去过餐厅食饭，因为太多人要等位。事情变得好快，依家所有交通工具都正常运作。
We really appreciate that we are in a safe zone at the moment, and our job. In this crucial time is to do everything we can to help people who are fleeing. Yes, because we experienced the start of the war. We experienced the the shock, the panic. But I don't really want to experience the situation when my house is deleted. Yes, when my house is being bombed. So we have to really, really help all those people from Eastern Ukraine who had the only chance to survive by fleeing, And that's why our city is very well organized to receive those refugees. So we organize like evacuation transport from Lviv to neighboring countries, right, to European Union. Then there is like an army of volunteers who reorganize traffic for volunteers. You know, we have a few different huge volunteer centers, these refugee centers around the city.
佢话好感恩自己身处嘅地方安全，喺呢个艰难嘅时刻，佢嘅工作系想尽力去帮助由乌克兰东部逃亡出嚟嘅人。
Everybody is busy, you know. Somebody is enrolling into the paramilitary unit. Somebody is doing civil defense. Somebody is doing volunteering. Somebody is doing logistics. Somebody is joining the cyber army. Somebody is doing the media work, like me. Everybody's here, and everybody understands that we have to stand for our country. This is not a joke, right? That we are fighting for freedom.
战争之下，每个人都好忙碌，有人去当兵，有人去做义工或者打网络战，而佢就选择拍片做记录。所有人都明白，要为自己嘅国家企出嚟，佢哋系为自由而战。
I must say that even though I was born during USSR, I don't remember anything from that time, right? Because Ukraine became independent when I was 4, so basically I can say like openly that I am a product of independent Ukraine. Let's put it that way. Until 2004, Russia was the only largest Ukrainian trade partner in the world. After 2004, the revolution, we started to establish more and more connections with the European Union. And the reason of the next revolution of 2014 was basically that our president, who was supposed to sign the association agreement with the European Union, didn't do so. So people went on the streets, you know. So every year you can see that our society is getting more liberalized, more pro-Western, more modern. This is just a time. Yeah, as I told you, this is the time for the nation to shape itself. I am pretty sure that this war we are facing now will eventually resolve the Ukrainian question, and we will never come back to these stories again. I think this is it. And I see it as a historical process of one nation towards shaping its destiny.